I'm Kristen Stevens with Produce for Better Health Foundation. I'm the Chief Operating Officer there, and we're based in Hoketsen, Delaware.
And first, the seed, as they say in the ASTA slogan, and you're here at the American Seed Trade Association Vegetable and Flower Conference. How's it going, first of all, and what's your message for these folks?
It's going really well for us. It's our third year attending this conference, and since we are the consumer advocate pushing out the consumption of fruits and vegetables to the consumers, it just makes a nice tie-in for us to be here, so we get that literally from the ground all the way to the table concept.
Give us a little overview of Produce for Better Health, the purpose of the program, and where you see it going.
Well, we've been around for 23 years. We're celebrating our 23rd year. We are a nonprofit consumer education foundation. Because we work with everyone in that whole supply chain of fruits and vegetables, it really is a great message out to the consumers, helping them to understand from a health perspective why they need to eat more fruits and vegetables, helping to combat, you know, obesity, diabetes, all of these preventable diseases, as well as childhood obesity.
You know, if you watch any of the medical shows on TV or anything, it seems like the whole world is coming your way, and you're at the right time at the right moment to these days, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And we also are a national strategic partner with USDA and the White House on the Let's Move initiative. Michelle Obama has done a nice job with that in terms of getting the message out to Americans, especially children, through the latest Sesame Street initiative, just getting the message out, eat more fruits and vegetables. So it's a nice tie-in for us.
You know, in a meeting like this, you recognize the diversity of the seed industry and a lot of the niche seeds that are coming out, but that kind of fits in the consumers' wants and needs. They want different types of foods. They want different colors in their foods. They want, you know, they want more excitement in their menu, don't they?
Absolutely. We see that every day. We hear about that every day through our consumer website, morematers.org. We have a lot of comments and questions that are submitted, and those are the things that they're asking for, especially that they're understanding now, I need to eat more fruits and vegetables. The government is saying half of what you eat should be fruits and vegetables, but they want to add some spice and variety to that. So, you know, purple carrots, purple potatoes, you know, it's purple asparagus are all great things.
What's your challenges? What do you see as the biggest challenges to Produce for Better Health going forward?
Well, on a nonprofit perspective, it's simply that, because we are a nonprofit and not government funded. You know, that is a continued struggle for us. But that we've been around for 23 years, I think, is a great testament. And consumers really have helped fuel that as well. You know, they want information and tips and recipes on how to eat more fruits and vegetables. And if they're eating more fruits and veggies, then that's good for the industry, because that means we're all selling more fruits and veggies. So I think as long as, you know, people need to eat every single day, so as long as that continues, which obviously it will to sustain, then we'll be around.
And I guess from the farmer's perspective, they want to stay in tune with what the consumers want, because that's what they want to be planning for that high-dollar market, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of specialty fruits and vegetables out there. Just recently, kale, which isn't so much of a specialty vegetable, but it's relatively new to consumers, and that has just blown up in a very positive way in terms of the consumer. Oh, kale is out there, and this is how I can use it and how I can eat it and how I can prepare it. And especially with the childhood obesity, you know, getting the kids involved at an early age and the different colors and varieties of fruits and vegetables is terrific for that. There's something out there for everyone, we always like to say. So if you don't like broccoli, that's okay. Try something else. You don't like cauliflower, that's okay. There's always something else out there for you.
Any specific message for the producer, the farm producer in the field out there in terms of your program? How can they be involved or support you?
You know, we have a lot of resources, free resources available on our corporate site, rpbhfoundation.org. There's also a lot of free resources on the morematers.org. You know, we're here to help. We support the industry from that aspect. They support us financially, and so we want to make sure that we have consumer research, research in terms of what consumers are eating available to them, as well as free marketing tools. So we have a lot of information available for different audiences, and if you don't see something that you're needing or specifically looking for, they can contact PBH, and we'll do our best to develop it.
What would you like to add that I didn't ask?
Well, the only other thing I would say is that we have our annual conference coming up March 17th through the 19th in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a great opportunity, great networking opportunity. We bring all aspects of the fruit and vegetable industry to that conference, as well as supermarket registered dietitians, which is a great avenue to get the message out about fruits and veggies directly to the shopper, directly to the consumer. So it's a great opportunity, great networking, great education session. So that would probably be my parting comment.
Excellent. Kristen, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for visiting.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.